We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, January 13th. Well, that's how you protect your home court. 1 week after allowing Oregon State to rally down a stretch and escape from Boulder with a victory, Tad Boyle's 25th-rated Buffaloes left no such opening for Utah on Sunday. The Buffs were hot from the start and never cooled off, dominating the Utes from beginning to end in a 91-52 victory at the Event Center.
They always say, athletics and losing, it doesn't, you know, teach character, it reveals it.
Sure.
And I think our character was revealed tonight in terms of how we bounce back off that really disappointing loss, I know, for everybody in the building and in Buff Nation. So the one thing about this team, I believe in them 100%. And, you know, for the same things we didn't do the other night, I mean, I applaud them tonight because our defensive game plan was executed to a tee. Tim Allen and the Jones kid and Booth Gotch are, you know, they were averaging over 50 combined coming in here, and we did a really good job. Tyler Bay played his best defensive game in terms of discipline that he's played since he's been a Buff. He was terrific. I mean, because Tyler is so athletic, as we all know, he wants to block shots, which he's really good at. But when Tim Allen gets in the lane, he wants you to leave your feet because that's when he goes into you and he gets to the foul line, and happened a little bit in the first half. But Tyler was really, really good in terms of his defensive discipline. And Evan was, I mean, that kid on the offensive glass, he was just a beast. He was a beast. That's the only description you can just use for the kid. I mean, he's become one of the better offensive rebounding guys, certainly in the league.
And you remember what he said to us on Monday night at our show at Corelli's? He said, "I don't accept box outs."
Yeah, I don't accept box outs. And he's hard to box out now. He puts a body on you. But I was really pleased.
Sophomore Evan Batty and junior Tyler Bay each had double-doubles for the Buffaloes, with Batty finishing with 17 points and 10 rebounds for his second double-double of the season. Meanwhile, Bay notched his 7th of the season and 26th of his career with 11 points and 12 rebounds. Point guard McKinley Wright flirted with a triple-double before finishing with 16 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds, and no turnovers. And Deshaun Schwartz added 14 points and 5 rebounds. The Buffs now hit the road this week for a pair in the desert, beginning at 7 o'clock on Thursday night versus Arizona State, followed by a 12:30 game on Saturday at Arizona. Both games will be on the Colorado Basketball Network. For more on the Buffs' thumping of the Utes, check out Neil Welk's coverage, currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, it was a roller coaster of emotions
options for the CU women on Sunday at the Event Center. The Buffaloes trailed by as many as 25 points in the third quarter, but stormed back in the final frame, falling just short 65-62 to number 8 UCLA. The Bruins needed all 40 minutes to put away the never-say-die Buffs, despite jumping out to that 25-point lead with 2:45 to play in the third. Colorado battled back with an 11-0 run to end the third quarter, and then went 4 of 8 from long range in the final frame to climb back within 2:62-60 in the final minutes. Head coach J.R. Payne and what she told her young team after the game.
I said there aren't that many teams in the country that have played UCLA that close and competed, you know, down to a final possession. So we did that because we're a great basketball team, and that's what I wanted them to hear, that I was proud of their effort and proud of our resiliency and to continue to fight because that was a great ball game.
Colorado got a 17-point effort from junior Maya Hollingshead to help lead the comeback for the Buffaloes. She also did work on the glass, finishing up with a team-high 7 rebounds. Pina Tuatele and Emma Clark both came up with big three-pointers in the fourth quarter, finishing with 11 points each. Colorado now hosting Utah in its lone game this week. The Buffs will take on the Utes Friday night at the Event Center. CU beat Utah 80-70 in Salt Lake City to open a Pac-12 conference play back in late December. By the way, we're back with Buffs primetime tonight, live at Corelli's of Boulder from 7 until 8 o'clock. Along with head coach Tad Boyle, we'll have senior Lucas Seward and a CU women's assistant coach joining us. The show airs on the Colorado Basketball Network and in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.